blessing every time God allows us that this opportunity to hear His Word today. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you or your smartphones with your Bible apps, if you could please turn it to the book of Isaiah. We're going to start with chapter 57 from verse 15. And if I may please request, if you're able, to please rise up to honor Jesus, who is the Word of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 57, we're going to start with verse 15 and read the entire chapter of 58. Thank you, Lord. Let's honor the word of the Lord. Isaiah 57, verse 15. For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, whose name is Holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. I will not accuse forever, nor will I always be angry. For then the spirit of man would grow faint before me, the breath of man that I have created. I was enraged by his sinful greed. I punished him and hid my face in anger, yet he kept on in his willful ways. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him, creating praise on the lips of the mourners in Israel. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Now, verse 58. And the entire chapter of Isaiah 58 talks about the true fasting, as we are fasting today. So we're going to ask the Lord to guide us, even the motive of the heart, even as we do this. Amen. Verse 1. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, Here am I. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become the noonday. Noonday is that's when the sun becomes the brightest. And so the promise is, when we go through dark times in our lives and when we obey God and his ways, the light that comes from God will be like to us like the noonday. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11, and here's one of the promises. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. Praise God. You know, there was a story of an artist who wanted to create a piece of art. And he wanted that creation be an image of Jesus. So he molded something like a statue. And after the finished work was done, he displayed his piece of art in a gallery. So people start to enter the art gallery. And as people came and were drawn to the piece of art, they made this comment about the work done by the artist and asked this question. You know, because they were doing like this, they had to bend because the image of Jesus was like he was stooped down. And the comment of the people why did you make it position it in such a way that people have to stoop down to see the face of Jesus? And the quick answer of the artist to anyone who would ask that question was, exactly, that's how it should be, and that's how it was done. Meaning to say, it takes someone to take the posture of humility for us to see Jesus. But Jesus, you know, when we read that portion in the scripture, when you know, it's the Word of God gives us a clear description of who God is and how He is. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, it says Jesus is the exact representation of God. And one of the things that you and I would see from the Bible, from the Word of God, is how Jesus is an example of humility. The Word of God tells us that He humbled Himself. How? He's God, remember, He's God. And He said yes to the plan of salvation of the Father when the Lord said that mankind needs help. Because of sin, sin has separated us from God, and the only remedy is for Jesus to come as a sacrifice. He came as the Lamb of God and was slain for our sins. And how did that happen? It did not happen just like in one snap of a finger, although we know that God can do anything, and He could do that. But the choice of the plan of salvation would really, it boggles our mind. How God in His might and power would even choose to come that way. How did He come? You know, Christmas is around the corner, and let it be that Christmas time would always be a time for us to reflect on what Jesus did. What did He do? He came down here on earth. Love came down from earth, from heaven. He came from heaven to earth. How He came in a through a baby. He came to be born. And a lot of people, that's why they couldn't understand how could He be the Savior. He's just a baby. Not realizing that part of the plan of God was for Jesus to grow up and, you know, be in this human form like us. So we have a God who humbled Himself to the point of death, obedient to the cross, and died on the cross so that you and I can have the forgiveness of our sins. Amen? You know what? We should ask the Holy Spirit always to revive this in our hearts. You know, at times when we say that, are you blessed at that day? Amen. we all go through things. That's why even the message that I think the Lord would like to impart to all of us is coming to church should be with, there's this vibrancy. When we come to worship, it's like, Lord, thank you that I'm here to bless your name. Because God, my heart is filled with thanksgiving. My heart is filled with praise for you. I'd like to thank you for what you have done. Amen. In a portion of the scripture says, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him or her who is contrite and lowly in spirit. Now let's allow that to sink in our hearts. God describes himself. He's describing himself, right? I'm the high and lofty one. He's God. He deserves our exaltation. And it's not, you know, even with the things going on in church, whether a church has all of these nice buildings and all that money. No one should get the credit. All of those things come from God alone. You and I are just instruments. If you're talented, if you have strength, that all comes from God. Amen. This life that we have, all comes from God. And let me just mention something because we are already in the spirit of giving. How many of you remember Winston Churchill? Your history? Winston Churchill was a former British prime minister who successfully led his country, Great Britain, during World War II. He was known for his inspiring speeches. See, that's why our words are very powerful. We would want to use words that will build up, words that would encourage, words that would inspire others to excel rather than words to put down. So he was that man. He would inspire many through during that time of war, and he inspired through his words and had this quality, and he refused to give up. This guy refused to give up no matter how hard things were at that time. Remember, war is never a pleasant experience for a nation, for people. And so, but he used his words to encourage others not to give up. So he said at one point, we make a living by what we get. You know, when you say, oh, what's your means of livelihood? Even for those of you who retired, at one point you were working. But so we could say that at one point we make a living by what we get. But we make a life by what we give. And God is our example as far as a giver. He has given us his best. Let's remember that. Our Heavenly Father has given us his best. And that is his son, Jesus. And so going back to that verse, when Jesus, he took that role as a humble servant. And so God, you know, there's this call now for us, all of us today, to give ourselves to others. Amen. God is a God of hope. I heard someone preach saying hope stands for helping other people to excel. You know, some would say, you know, but I'm not a billionaire like Gates or those people with millions of dollars. See, one thing remarkable about God is when we give ourselves, whether it be our money, whether it be our time, our talent, do you know that God can multiply that? Yes. This time we're giving this to God. We are giving and allotting this time to seek God, to study his word, and then we're going to apply this lesson later on. In what area? In the area of coming to God, seeking him in our time of prayer and fasting. Amen. One of the things that we are so thankful for is the Bible tells us and describes us how our God is. He is the God of all comfort. That's found in, let's look at that in 2 Corinthians. Let's look at that. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. It gives us the right perspective as far as how our lives should be. 2 Corinthians, and we're going to start with chapter 1 of verse 3. Verse 3 of chapter 1, baliktad po. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 3. Let me know if you're there. Praise be to whom? To the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at how the Bible describes our Heavenly Father. He's the Father of compassion. Last time we talked about what is compassion. True biblical compassion is, you don't say, when we look at pictures like that with the poor people in Montalban, we just don't say, ay, kawawa naman. We just don't express that. But a true biblical meaning of compassion is we put that compassion into action. Let's do what we can. Let's do what we can. Amen. And look at this. So he's the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in some of our troubles? No, in all of our troubles. What is your trouble today? God can comfort you today. So that, look at this. Here's the thing. So he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And so never ever think that, you see, that's what the enemy would want to put in your mind if you're going through problems. Ikaw lang ang nagkakaganyan. Tignan mo yung iba, oh. Nag-enjoy sa buhay. Ikaw, kita mo buhay mo. That's what the enemy. Not realizing. See, we have a tendency to compare ourselves. Is that right? Or am I the only one?
Yes.
At times, we do that. We compare ourselves. Buti pa siya. Mukhang walang problema, no? Mukha lang. And you see, that's the trick of the enemy. You know, Satan has his old bag of tricks. But so if we give in to, never buy the lie. The truth is from the word. So mukha lang walang problema. All have problems. But our advantage is you and I has help. You have help. We have, our hope is in Christ. No matter, can I say this? I'm not here to minimize the pain or your problems. Our hope is in God. And let's look at this as we continue. And verse 7, and our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. See, this is biblical. You know, others would say, ayokong malaman ng iba yung problema ko. And it's okay for you to choose people to talk to or to confide whatever's going on, because you and I need to seek biblical counsel. But one of the things that the enemy would do is isolate yourself. When problems come, the tendency is, I always say this because that's happening. It can happen. If it hasn't happened, it can happen. Meaning to say, when we go through difficult times, that's what our natural tendency, and then the enemy would also kind of, uy, naku, yun ang mode niya. Ayaw niya umattend ng church. Ayaw umattend ng Bible study. Pag nakita na yung number ni pastor, oh, naku. Accept, ignore. Accept, the, oy, believe, believe, believe. Then, deny ba? Ano ba sa inyo? Ano version nyo, ha? Accept, decline. Hindi deny. I'm sorry. Accept or decline. Kasi ako pa na-accept. Nako. And see, that's why the Lord says, do not forsake the assembling of the saints. There are benefits in coming together. I've known this because being with the Lord for this, there were times wherein I was so discouraged, but the Lord used brothers and sisters to pray for me. The Lord used people to not pray for me, encourage me. Alam mo, oh wow, and they helped me. Even in practical ways. There was one time, you know, there was a time na the car I was driving was, it's like, my gosh, will I get there safely? And so there was a time na talagang out of commission na yung kotse. And so I was that type na, ay, nakakahiya, ayoko. And someone offered to me, they have two cars in their family. I want you to have drive my other car. And I, ay, wag na lang. And that night, the Lord told me, wag ganyan. Do you know that? Accept help from others. See, because it's humbling. The Lord was humbling me. Kasi ako yung, pag may, sister, kailangan ko ng tulong. Oh, sige, sige. I was more comfortable giving the help. Pero receiving help, ayaw. Kasi parang nakakahiya eh. No? To find ourselves in need, it humbles us. It humbles us. And so, I'm speaking for myself. And so the Lord taught me, sige, tanggapin mo. And so I did. And what a release. And what a release. Amen. And so that's why, you know, it's a church, we need one another. We need one another. Amen. And so kaya, the beauty of being part of the body of Christ, that's why a lot of people miss this. Can I say this? When they fail to see the plan of God through the church, and they would just come right through whether a big church. Some people would rather go to a big church kasi hindi sila kilala. Yeah, because what's lacking in most, which is sad, is accountability. Accountability. Meaning to say, ano ba yung accountability? Alimbawa sa mag-asawa, what's accountability? O alimbawa, the husband would say, Han, I'm going to be late. My boss asked me to work overtime. Nagpa-practice ba ng accountability si mister? Yes, because he's accountable to the wife. In the family, the children, ganun din, di ba? How about in church? How is accountability applied in church? You can answer that question. I don't know. God would want to develop that. God would want to develop certain things in our lives. Relationships ba ang body of Christ? Yes. Yes. That's why I said earlier, I get encouraged when I see you in church because you are part of this body of Christ. Meron po kayong role. Me? At my age? Yes! Yes! Whether you're someone young or even in your not old age, prime age. Ripe age. Kasi yun sa Panginoon, walang old age, walang retirement. We can serve God until He comes home or before He comes back. Amen. You have a role. Meron po kayong magagawa for the Lord. I'd like to encourage you that you have an important role to fill in the body of Christ. Let's continue. So we were, look at this, the Apostle Paul was telling the other believers his problem, right? Was he being transparent? Yes. Do you know that transparency is needed in the church? Yes. We were under great pressure, look at this, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not. Look at this. Here's the thing. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but trust on God who raises the dead. Glory to God. Now, here's the thing. How many of you, based from that verse alone, from the Word of God, minsan, when you and I would question God, Lord, why did this happen? Lord, meron ba hong situation in your life that's beyond you? Oh, nakaka-overwhelmed that it's like, God, I can't do this. God, I need help. And so from the Word of God, it tells us why He allowed it in the first place. Number one, to humble us. And secondly, is for us to learn how to rely on God and not on ourselves. And so when you and I are faced with a difficult situation that we have tried everything, we had plan A, B, C, hanggang letter Z. Naubos na yung plano. Na-try na everything. Walang nangyari, Lord naman. So we come to God. Lord, sensya ka na God, hindi ko pinartit sa'yo. I didn't even ask you what to do. I tried to solve it on my own thinking that I can do it. But God, I come here, sorry, Lord, I humble myself. Lord, I need your help. Lord, this is a 911 call, God. This is a 911 call, God. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I'm discouraged. Lord, we can come to God just as we are. One of the things that the Lord would want to develop in all of us is what I've been saying, transparency and vulnerability. And so with what we said earlier, it takes humility for us to see the face of God. Masakit yun sa pride, itong flesh na to, no? Because tayo, we would want to put up a front that everything is okay. But there will be times in our lives wherein things are okay. And so we thank God for those times when things are okay. When our health is A-plus health. When we reconcile our bank account, oh, wow, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sagana. When relationships are rosy, everything is doing well. Thank God. But when the storms of life come, like what we were singing earlier, storms of life come. In fact, Jesus said the truth. Jesus said the truth. In this world, you and I will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I, Jesus, have overcome the world. Meaning to say, ang problema ho darating talaga. It comes. It will come. Kung na may nalampasan na, we don't know when the next one would strike. And so, and it's not to put fear in our hearts, but instead, those moments become learning moments for us. Marami pong ituturo si Lord sa atin through those troubling times. How many of you would recall isang problema mabigat na nalampasan na? Are there hands here that can testify to that? Were there troubles in your life wherein you see the hand of God and the grace of God? Yes, yes. And we are grateful to God because His mercies are new every day. So kung merong fresh na problema, Lord, kagagraduate ko lang sa isa, eto na naman, Lord. Diba? Minsan ganun, ano? Minsan dagsa, ano yung kasabihan na, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. But let me give you this message of hope. Number one, God has not forgotten you. In fact, the Bible tells us that He has inscribed you in the palm of His hand. Kaya, pag sinabi ngang, we come to the Lord, Lord, open up your hands. Kasi sa hand ng Panginoon, dadaloy ang blessings. We turn to the source because our help will come from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Amen. And so so one of the things na makita po natin dito is, look at this, so sinabi ni Apostle Paul, this happened, this situation happened because that we might not rely on ourselves but on God. Pero hindi ho period, but on, hindi lang on God eh. Kama, ano nakasunod? Who raises the dead. Meaning to say, ano yun? Only God can raise the dead, of course. So meaning to say, if your problem is someone, it's only God who can fix it. It's a supernatural move of God. And so when you and I have an impossible situation, then you are a candidate for a miracle today. You are a candidate for something supernatural. Kasi pag sinabi ho natin supernatural, it's beyond our ability, it's beyond natural ways. When you look at financially, you're like depleted na. Can God provide you supernaturally? Yes. I have shared with you how God provided for my needs when I was on disability leave. When I received that letter from Bank of America, you know, Bank of America is one of the giants that I faced this year. On a time wherein I was on disability leave, my disability leave benefits were exhausted. I was denied for my long-term disability through a private insurance. And so when that letter came and my monthly mortgage would be almost close to $800 a month, na idadagdag. Oh, Lord. And so I went to the Word of God in prayer. God, di ko kaya to. And so there would be moments, saglit na, Lord, minsan, Lord, why? Ba't kayong pa? But you know my testimony, and I've shared it several times. I turned to God. And you know what? God turned it around for good for me. When you know, even the doctors would say, wala nang hope. Oh, my goodness. The doctor does not have the final say. Can I tell you that? Amen. When the doctor told me, you cannot yet go back to work. But when I prayed, a few days before I met my neurologist, I told you this. You commit your ways to God. And the Bible says your thoughts shall be established. Commit it to God. And you know, that's what I did. And so the Lord, magkakaroon ho kayo ng, yung, the floodgates of heaven would open. Talagang ipopour out niya. Yung, the physical strength. I woke up that morning before I went to my doctor's appointment. I felt different. Normally, kailangan may kasama ko. I was able to drive myself from Carson to Beverly Hills. And so while I was waiting for, you know, pag doctor's appointment, ano, misa ginagamit pa ni Lord yung how to be patient during waiting, ano. You wait for them sa lobby, 30 minutes. Oh, Miss Esguerra, okay, come on in. You're ushered to a room and you wait for another 30 minutes, 45 minutes, close to an hour. And those are the times if you can speak to God. Dinidevelop ang patience in every aspect of our lives. Amen. So going back. So I had that godly confidence in me. And so the moment that door opened with my doctor saying, how are you, Miss Monette? And you know, the Holy Spirit told me what to say. And this was not made up. I said, doctor, I am so ready to go back to work. Because at first, ayaw niya akong i-release. Ayaw niya akong release. And then she just said, why did you say that? And in a few words, I told her that, you know, I feel good by the help of God, by the grace of God. And so, at first, ayaw niya. Pero alam niyo ang sagot niya sa akin, well then, I will be more than happy to release you that you can go back to work. So what do you want me to put in the doctor's note? And she answered her own question. Well, you know what? I'll make it sweet and short. Sweet and short that I am being authorized to go back to work. And the Lord used this opportunity that my employer, remember, I was gone for more than a year. In some places, sayonara. Tagal-tagal mo nang wala. Wala nang job mo. No. They extended favor comes from God. When you and I make Jesus as our Lord and Shepherd, ano sabi? No want or fear shall we know. He leads us to green pastures. He leads us where the waters are made still. That surely the goodness of God shall follow us all the days of our lives. You know how what it means to be surrounded with God's favor? At every turn, people are so kind to you. Maaring sila, you know, probably, you know, management and the owner, they were probably, you know, they were so kind to me that they helped me all throughout. They gave me money that, oh my goodness, hindi lamang kept my post, I got my old job back, kept my post, provided for my health insurance, and they even gave me money to meet my needs during that time when, where will I get the money? Brother Art, can I get a tissue? Favor comes from God. God is the true source of blessings. He is the true source of blessings. When you and I are confronted with those things, the first thing is to seek God. Seeking God. And so that's why, look at this. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril. The deliverance will come from God. And He will deliver us. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. So meaning to say, if you had a previous testimony of His might and power and deliverance, God can do it again. He can do it again because that's His heart. To bless your life with powerful testimonies, because we are living in a time wherein people are searching for truth. People are searching for a message of hope and comfort, and that should be us. And that should be us. And so on Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. See, prayer is a powerful tool that God has given us. We're here to give Him our let him know our needs. The Bible says in Philippians, be anxious for nothing. And then, ano yung kasagutan sa anxiety? But sabi doon, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, we let our requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. We come to the Lord with thanksgiving, saying, Lord, thank you, God, narito ka para sa akin, that you're here for me, God. Lord, you know my troubles right now, but I thank you that, Lord, oh God, I can come to you and give to you all of my concerns. When you start to pray, makita nyo nawawala po yung anxiety and fear. And then, because God delights in our coming to Him, gustong-gusto ho niya yung lumalapit tayo, with that we come to Him and approach Him in humility and in prayer. Praise God. And so, sabi doon is, and when you and I do that, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Praise God. You know, as we end, you know, what we read earlier, I would want you, when you go back home, read again yung Luke 58. And there's another one that you and I would want us to read first. Let's go to Luke. There's another portion, Luke 18. Luke 18, we're going to start with verse 9. Luke 18. Before we jump to verse 9, we always go to Luke 18, verse 1, because it tells us, Jesus said in his words that you and I should always pray and not give up. Did you see that in verse 1 of chapter 18? That's the word of our Lord Jesus, that you and I should always pray and not give up. Now let's jump to verse 9, because the lesson from verses 1 to 8 talks about persistence in our praying. Now in verse 9, in the area of humbling ourselves before God, verse 9, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee. Pag Pharisee ho, ang ibig sabihin nun, that's someone who knows the law. Maraming alam sa word of God. A Pharisee and the other, a tax collector. A tax collector during that time was an outcast. Lalo kapag, if that person is a Jew and is working for the Roman government, then that person was considered, kumbaga sa Tagalog, kinakamuhian ng kapwa Jew. Now, so these two people went to the temple to pray. Now, verse 11, the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Siguro malapit sa kanya yung tax collector. And he was saying this prayer na naririnig na iba. Sabi niya sa verse 12, you know, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Wow. So, that man ay merong self-righteousness po, ano? And that can lead to pride. That can lead to pride. In fact, another image that, have you seen a stalk of wheat? Yung hitik na hitik sa wheat. Anong nangyayari dun sa wheat na yun? Lubende. Meaning to say, when you and I now, nag-aaral tayo ng Word of God, ang dami ko nang alam. Tanungin mo nga ako. Sige, mag-Bible study tayo. Tanungin mo ako, Genesis to Revelation, marami kong alam dyan. Hindi dapat ipagyabang yung knowledge, but in fact, the more, alam niyo yung picture, the more you and I come to know Jesus, dapat lalong nagiging humble. Kasi, the more you and I get closer to Jesus, we become like Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now look at this. So let's go back to the story. But the tax collector, kaiba naman yung tax collector, stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Look at what Jesus said, verse 14. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. So, kaninong prayer narinig? Doon sa tax collector. Because the lesson is, Jesus said, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for preserving your word, God. That, Lord, no matter what, in the times and seasons that we are living in, we thank you that your word is unchanging. Your love for us is steadfast and unconditional. Lord, we thank you for your long-suffering towards all of us because we realize that, God, you're still at work in all of our lives. Lord, we come before you, nagpapasalamat kami with grateful hearts. We say thank you, God, for giving us all the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. That we are saved not because of anything that we have done, not because of good deeds, good works, saved by grace through faith alone. That the gift of salvation comes only to those who come with a contrite and repentant heart. When we begin to see, Lord God, our true sinful nature apart from Christ, that we are lost, and yet, Lord God, in your mercy and grace, you saved us. You're still saving many. We thank you, Father God, for reminding us from your word that the best position that anyone can do, Lord, during times of difficult times, storms of life that come to us personally and even as a nation, that our position should always to humble ourselves before you, God. To know that, number one, you are the God who will help us when we call out of a pure and sincere heart. That when we humble ourselves and say, God, like that tax collector, God, have mercy on me, have mercy on us, have mercy on my family, have mercy on us as a nation. And so, Lord, this day, God, we remember you, Lord Jesus, that you were the one who modeled to all of us the lessons of humility. You are God, and you were willing to take the form of humanity. You became like us. You know what it means to be tired. You know what it means to be in need because you were just a son of a carpenter. You know what it means to be to have this emotion of being rejected and being misunderstood. Lord, you know what it means, oh God, when we do good things to others and yet, Lord, ang ibinabalik, Lord God, hindi maganda. It hurts us, and the more it hurts you. But your position was always when you were hanging on that cross. When you said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Lord, the way you are to us, abundant in mercy and ready to forgive, may we do the same likewise to others. Sa kapwa namin, Panginoon, patawarin mo kami if we have been nurturing ill feelings towards anyone. You gave us mercy and grace. Help us to do the same, to extend it to others. When someone is struggling in their walk with you, we ask, Father God, na gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, in our praying. This Sunday as we come to you, God, even before we partake our communion and devote the rest of the time in our praying, God, we want that, Lord, O God, na ang Holy Spirit mo, your Holy Spirit will continually teach us and inspire us, empower us to pray effectively with fervency in our hearts, O God. And so, Lord, we don't want to take our communion lightly, God, and so we come to you just as we are. Let the Lord know, Lord, I come to you just as I am. If you're discouraged, you could tell that to him. Lord, if I'm having this burden over someone, Lord, I thank you that I can give you my burdens for my family, for a loved one, for anyone. Lord, about issues in life, sa trabaho, anything, we could give it to God. We can give it to him because the help will come for him. And so, Lord, we take this position of humbling ourselves before you and saying thank you first. And so, let's come to him. And the word of God says that if we humble ourselves and confess our sins to God, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. And if the Spirit of God is impressing in your heart and mind the things that we need to confess at this moment before we partake our communion, we could do it right now. Thank you, Lord. Let this be a moment between the Lord and us. If there's anyone you would like to release to God, someone who has hurt you, disappointed you. You relied on them, they failed to help you. Release them to God. Let's ask the Lord na tanggalin. Sabi sa Bible do sa 58, He would listen to our prayers when we would stop our pointing of fingers. No more blaming others. Let's be responsible for our own actions. Wag nang sisihan. Wala nang sisihan. No malicious talk, meaning to say, let's not slander someone. Let's stop it and ask God. Minsan, we have the tendency, all of us, including myself, might have that tendency. And so let's ask the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. That Lord, instead, touch my heart, God. Let be the fruit, everything, the words that will come from my mouth will be words of life, words to build up. I would use my lips, oh God, to bless your name. I would use my lips, my tongue, Lord God, to pray instead, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you for helping us today, for reminding us, oh God, that, Lord, you are here because of your mercy and grace that you extend to us. And so, Lord, even for us as a nation, oh God, that, Lord, our nation is in mourning because of what happened recently in Las Vegas. But, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that, Lord, we can come to you as a church to remember that healing comes from you when we, as a people of God, humble ourselves before you, come to you to seek you, your face, to come to you in prayer, and turn away from our own wicked ways. Your promise is that, God, you will hear and heal our land and forgive us of our sins, God. How much America needs healing. How much the Philippines and many nations and all nations need healing. And the answer will only come from you, O God. So today we honor you, Lord Jesus, as our Savior, the God of salvation, the God of hope, and the God of comfort. We thank you that, Lord, you're here to strengthen us as a people of God, that we may learn how to comfort others, O God. The comfort that we receive, may that same comfort that we receive from you flow from us and through us, O God. And this is our prayer, Lord God, as we remember you, Lord Jesus. Remember your perfect sacrifice at that cross. That, Lord, the blood that you have shed on that cross, we have received the forgiveness of all of our sins, O Lord. No more guilt, no more shame, O God. Lord, all of that is gone because anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. And so that, Father God, that, Lord, the newness of life in Christ is ours. That there's hope for us. That our future is marked with peace because we have Jesus, who is our Jehovah Shalom, who is the God of peace, the Prince of Peace. And because you are the mighty God, that, Lord, all of our troubles, oh God, we can lay before your throne of grace because you have the power to deliver us from all of our troubles, oh God, so that all the glory will be given to you alone. And this is our prayer, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us build up our faith, oh God. Help us always, Lord God, to be prayerful, Lord God. In fact, that's what you want from us, oh God. Always coming to you in prayer, in humility, oh God. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, as we devote the rest of this day, this time, before we partake our communion, Lord, we thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. The hope that we have that because of the cross, we not only have the forgiveness of our sins, we have, oh God, even the wisdom that comes from God. Health to our bodies, oh God. Healing to our emotions, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Peace in every relationship, in our families, oh God, even in the body of Christ. Lord, your church needs healing. Where there is broken relationships, oh God, in the families and in the family of God, we turn to you because you are the God of reconciliation. And so, Heavenly Father, teach us all how to be peacemakers, God. This is our prayer. This is our prayer, God. And so, Lord, even as the elements for communion are being distributed, we thank you that, Lord, this is a moment that we could just honor you, Lord Jesus, as our Savior and our soon coming King. That's our blessed hope, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back for us. Hallelujah. That you're going to take care of evil, oh God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, as your Holy Spirit continually works in our hearts, we thank you for this time that we can come to you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we call on the ushers, as the elements are being distributed. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. are going to partake together. So, wait till everyone has the elements. Praise God. Amen. So allow me to read the portion of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lord Jesus, we thank you for this blessed moment, God, you've given us. To remember you, Lord Jesus, to remember your love for us. You were so willing, Lord God, to come and be the Lamb of God, to die on that cross for our sins on our behalf. The punishment that should have been ours, you took it upon yourself. Lord, marami kang sinapit na sufferings. The pain in your body, God, para lang kami maligtas sa aming kasalanan, for us to be saved from our sins. Lord, this is the greatest gift that anyone can receive. Hindi yung temporal na bagay. Although you also provide. But Lord, the greatest gift is to know that we have been saved from our sins. Forgive us, O God, when there's a tendency for us to focus on the things that are temporary and forget, Lord God, these spiritual blessings you've given us. Like you, Lord Jesus, you always come to the Father with thanksgiving in your heart. And so we would like to do the same thing, God, today. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for the cross. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for your presence, that you are our forever guide. You are our helper. You are our teacher. And you are the power of God to help us with all of our struggles. And so, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. You are the Holy One, the high and lofty one. And we thank you, Lord. We would like to partake this communion with gratitude in our hearts. This bread that represents your broken body, Lord Jesus. We thank you that there will be healing, not just for us, for our bodies and for our emotions, Lord, even healing for our families, oh God, where there is brokenness, God. We call on your name, Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, that, Lord, oh God, we be reconciled with anyone that, Lord, that we have not talked to, that, Lord, with anyone that, Lord, oh God, na meron kami tinatanim na sama ng loob, God. We ask for your cleansing power, Lord God, and so your broken body as we remember, as we partake this bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfect sacrifice. And we receive these blessings in your holy and powerful name. In Jesus' name, let's partake the bread. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your most precious blood that never loses its power, God. Your blood, Lord Jesus, that cleanses us from all of our sins. Your blood, Lord Jesus, that makes us whole even today in our lives, oh God, in our present lives. You bring wholeness for the reason that we are made whole to do your will. Lord, for some of us, oh God, we pray that, Lord, maging very clear, Lord God, ang will mo in our lives, God. And so we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, that renews our hearts and our minds, oh God, to know that from this day forward, oh God, we will be focused on what you have called us to do, to love one another, to serve others, oh God, to remember the poor and the needy among us, the oppressed, oh God, even as we are fasting today, as we devote the rest of this time to lift up so many who need Jesus in their lives. Lord Jesus, thank you for strengthening us through your Spirit, oh God, as even as we partake this cup that reminds us of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. The blood of Jesus that never loses its power. As we partake this, thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, our families, our home, your church, our nation. In Jesus' name, let's partake the cup. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blood. Amen. Amen. Here's what we're going to do. We're not done yet because instead of having lunch, we're going to, with the remainder of time, we're going to use this time for us to pray. Ayaw po kasi ng Panginoon na ang ating prayer and fasting is just a religious ritual. Ngayon na nakita natin that the Lord reminded us that there's power in prayer. There's so many needs. What we're going to do is we're going to form our prayer circles first dahil meron mga personal needs that the Lord would want us na bigay natin sa Kanya. We're going to cast all of our burdens to God today because the Lord wants you to live na walang heaviness. He wants us to give all of these issues in our lives that's so a heavy burden, bibigay natin sa Kanya in prayer. And then we're going to pray, if the Lord is impressing people in your hearts, we're going to pray for them that the power of God ay mag-work in the hearts and minds of these people who are still blinded, who are still in darkness. Amen. And then we're going to close in a general prayer as we continually pray for the Church of God and the nations. Amen. Sige po, let's form our prayer circles. The smaller the group, the better. Amen. Praise God. Sige po. Ask, invite the Holy Spirit to be with you in the prayer circle. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand in the gap for others. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Invite the Holy Spirit. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit of God, come, Lord, come. Spirit of a living God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray for the power of your Spirit to work sa heart ni Joel, ni Annie, Panginoon. Lord, si Christine, Panginoon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you have the power to deliver, oh God. You have the power to deliver, Panginoon. Deliverance will come from your hand, oh God. Hear our prayers, oh God. Hear our prayers as we humble ourselves before you, God. Salamat, Panginoon, oh God. Salamat, oh God. Yes, oh God. Lord, oh God, we are standing in behalf of families, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Babakia, Salamat, Panginoon, oh God. Tulungan mo. Thank you that as we draw near to you, you draw near to us, oh God. Hallelujah. You're the high and lofty one, oh God. The God of power and might, and we bless your name, Lord. Our hope comes from you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, oh God, have mercy, oh God, have mercy, oh God. We call on your name, Lord Jesus, come. Come and save, Lord. Come and save. You're the mighty God. You're the mighty God who can save, Lord Jesus. Save our families, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, even yung aming family reunion sa 14, oh God, hinihingi ko, Panginoon, oh God, na maging, Lord, powerful time to us. We come together, Lord God, sa family, Panginoon, relatives namin, mga kuya boy, Lord God, Tita Marita, Panginoon, Tita Elby, Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sa mga kapatid. You're mighty to save, Lord Jesus. Mighty to save, oh God. Mighty to save, oh God. Mighty to save, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, there's power in your name, Lord Jesus. There's power in your name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come, Lord. Empower us, oh God, in our praying, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, deliver Mr. Joe from depression, oh God. Deliver Christine, oh God, from all the strongholds of Satan in her mind, oh God. Lord, oh God, let your mighty deliverance come upon her life, oh God, for your glory and for your name's sake, oh God. Lord, walang mahirap sa iyo, Panginoon. Nothing is too difficult for you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's power in your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Salamat. Bring healing to those. Da-da-da-da-da. Salamat, Panginoon. Da-da-da-da-da-da po sa mga basyan. Yes, that's right. Amen, oh God, yes. Yes, yes, that's right. Amen, oh God. Salamat, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, oh God. Amen. Yes, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Yes, yes, amen, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Father God. Yes. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Teach me how to pray. Yes, yes, oh God. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you do, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Refuge and our strength, Lord. You're the God of mercy and the God of grace, the God of truth, the God of salvation. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time you've given us, Lord, that we can come together, Lord God, in unity, declaring, Lord God, and enforcing your will to happen in the lives of your people, in the lives of people that need Jesus, who need Jesus in their lives. Father God, we thank you for the gift of faith you've given all of us, with the amount, the measure of faith you've given us, Lord God, once we exercise our faith, believing in prayer, that, Lord, the prayer requests that have been lifted up to you, Lord, you heard these prayers, oh God. Lord, your will is salvation. We thank you. We offer to you the prayer of thanksgiving. That spiritual awakening is happening in the lives of many that have been lifted up to you today. Your heart is always to save. Your heart, through the power of your spirit, oh God, is, Lord, to open up spiritual eyes, minds, and hearts to the truth that they need Jesus in their lives, oh God. So, Lord, today we thank you for the power of your spirit moving in their minds and in their hearts, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, that spiritual awakening is happening, oh God, in their lives, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you that today, as we have exercised the power, believing in the name of Jesus, that the strongholds of Satan has been demolished in Jesus' name, oh God. That through the power of your spirit, oh God, that the walls that Satan has built in the minds and lives of the people that we've lifted up to you, O God, family members, mga kapatiran, Panginoon, O God, that Lord, O God, you're reaching them out today, O God, in Jesus' name, to the power of your spirit, O God. Spiritual walls that's hindering them to come to you, Jesus, Lord, they are demolished in Jesus' name, O God. We thank you for the anointing upon us as a people of God, as a church, Lord. You're anointing us to pray with perseverance. You're anointing us to pray with fervency, O God. Lord, that's why we're asking always for the love of God to be poured out in our hearts. When you see that that's the motivation of God, it's the love of God, the love of God. That, Lord, our hearts are breaking because, Lord, your heart is broken for theirs, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father God, you're teaching us how to pray for others, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, it's your love, oh God. That, Lord, that there will be moments wherein, oh God, we're restless, oh God. We're restless, oh God. And that, Lord, hindi kami titigil, Panginoon, hanggang, Panginoon, until, oh God. We will push until something happens, oh God. That, Lord, we are laboring until, oh God, there will be a spiritual rebirth, oh God, to happen in the lives of people, oh God. Lord, this is what you have called us, oh God, to be the salt and light of this world, oh God. And Lord, even as a nation, Panginoon, gamitin mo kami as a church, as a people of God. Lord of the harvest, God, we ask, empower us. Empower us. We pray that the gifts of your spirit would flow through us, oh God. That, Lord, we will be comforters, oh God. That, Lord, we will give them a message of hope. Even if someone close to us would need a correction, oh God, help us to do it in the spirit of love. It's because that they would sense that we love them, oh God. That's why, Lord, oh God, you would give us the right words to correct them, oh God, in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we thank you that you're softening hearts today, oh God. That, Lord, you have purified our hearts that we may see you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, we are declaring for revival in every family, oh God. Revival in Jesus' name, oh God. Help us not to focus on the situation. Help us not to focus on the problem o yung kahinaan ng aming mga kapatid, Lord God, mga kamag-anakan, oh God, but instead, oh God, Lord, we will focus on you, Lord Jesus, and to remember, oh God, that you have the power to bring deliverance, oh God. Yung may mga bisyo, Panginoon, you can deliver them, oh God. Lord, yung may mga, Lord God, yung nag-ugat na, Panginoon, nag-ugat na anger and hatred, Lord, we are uprooting them in Jesus' name. We pray, God, bring many prodigal sons and daughters back to you, O God. We pray for those who have backslidden, O God. Ibalik mo sila sa iyo, Panginoon, O God. Lord, we pray for those who are isolating themselves, O God. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, with your mighty hand, O God, that you would cover them, Lord God, with this prayer, O God. Hallelujah. And that, Lord, O God, you would, through the power of your spirit, Lord, mahina sila, pero Lord, hinihingi namin na kalakasan na nagmumula, the power that coming from your spirit, oh God, that they would take that first step to come back to you and to come back to the fellowship, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we are lifting up many men, Panginoon. Lord, we are so thankful for the group of men that are here, oh God. We thank you for anointing our men, oh God, that, Lord, oh God, you would use them, Lord God, to bring many more fathers, husbands, oh God, many more young men, oh God, to come to know Jesus, oh God. Lord, we are looking forward, oh God, to the days coming ahead, oh God, that, Lord, you're going to empower our men, our women, our young people, oh God, and our children, oh God, that, Lord, you would use our lives, oh God, to be a conduit of blessings. We leave the how part to you, oh God, because you are God. What might be difficult for us is never difficult for you. Because, Lord, with you all things are possible. Lord, what a powerful promise, oh God. Lord, we pray for the supernatural provision to flow upon your people, oh God. We would want, Lord God, katulad nung pinakita mo sa aming needs, oh God, sa Montalban and many parts of the world. We would want, Lord God, that you have blessed our lives, oh God, that, Lord, that the spirit of generosity will fall upon your people, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, people will come to know Jesus because may express namin, Lord God, ang love mo through us. Through us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for all the women, oh God. Lord, mothers, grandmothers, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God, we thank you for strengthening our women, Lord God. That, Lord, oh God, lalo mo silang papatibayin, oh God. Some of our women, they're wearing many hats, oh God. But, Lord, we thank you for the double portion of your anointing upon them, oh God. We thank you for encouraging our women, oh God. That, Lord, that they're never alone, Panginoon. Even sa emotional side, Panginoon, when someone is going through depression, oh God, Lord, you are here, oh God, to lift up that heart, Lord God. And, yes, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you for the strength, oh God, and the wisdom upon parents, oh God. Lord, Panginoon, may we remember that, Lord, parents are just stewards of the lives that they have been entrusted with. Patibayin mo ang faith nila, Lord God. And that, Lord, oh God, that their children will see the examples from them, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, you will give them wisdom. We pray for those who are discouraged in their walk with you, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, Panginoon, Lord, comfort and strengthen them, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for our children, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, yeah, the youngest one, Lord God. Even yung bagong panganak, Panginoon, to the toddlers, oh God. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we thank you as we are declaring today that no weapon formed against them, O God, shall prosper, Lord. And that, Lord, we are covering them with our prayers, O God. Protect their tender minds from the evil influences around them. With their tablets and all that, Panginoon, maraming bagay sa TV, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that, Lord, may the hearts of our children be like a good soil, Panginoon, O God, that when your word is shared to them in the easiest way that they can understand, Lord, your word, that, Lord, that word will, Panginoon, will remain with them as they grow up, O God. Guide our young people, Lord God. Lord, we ask, Lord God, for your divine protection, Lord God. When we hear young people taking their own lives, God, Lord, it breaks your heart, Lord God. And Lord, come here as a church, we would want, Lord God, to be, Lord, on the offensive mode, Lord God, in praying for our young adults, God. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask, Father God, that, Lord, gamitin mo kami, and we are lifting them up to you. Many who are turning to the world, Lord God, for comfort, O God, and solutions to their problems, O God. Lord, we pray that, God, you would use us as a church, O God. Help us to be bold in sharing to them about Jesus, Lord. This is our prayer, God. And so, God, we are praying, Lord, marami who are depressed, Lord, in Jesus' name, may they know that true joy comes from having Jesus in their lives, oh God. Not in drugs, not in drinking, not in having a boyfriend, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, preserve our children, our young people, Lord God, from preserve mo kanilang sexual purity, Panginoon, oh God. When temptations come, strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Lord, as a church, our prayer is that you would keep us united. Keep us, Lord, united through the power of your Spirit. Knit our hearts together, and lahat kami mag, ang focus namin is what you have called us to do. To share the gospel. Make disciples. Disciple one another. Pray for one another. Encourage one another, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for those who are in authority, O God. We ask, O God, for wisdom upon those who lead in the government. Those who lead the media, Lord, for the sake of our children in our schools, oh God. Lord, in the homes, that's why we are praying for the parents, oh God. And so, Lord, wisdom that comes from you, heavenly wisdom be upon the parents, oh God. And Lord, even sa church mo, lalo sa church mo, Panginoon. And so, Father God, we thank you that, Lord, you're here. Jesus, you are the head of the body. And so, God, we thank you for your divine protection upon us. And the day is coming, Lord God. We are so thankful, Father God, that, Lord, we will remember you, oh God, always, Lord. As Father God, even as we are dismissed, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for your hand. We ask that you stretch forth your hand upon this congregation. That, Lord, your hand be like a covering, a canopy for us. That, Lord, we will be guided, strengthened, empowered by your Spirit. That, Lord, O God, turuan mo kaming magmahal sa kapwa at help us to love one another. Help us to pray for one another. Help us to be peacemakers, God. And so, Father God, thank you for prospering the works of our hands, that we may be a blessing to many, God. Amen. And Father, we thank you for encouraging us. We pray for those who are sick in their bodies, so God, yes, bring healing for those who are sick in their bodies, so God, in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we thank you for this blessed moment, oh God, that we can lift up your name, Lord Jesus, yes, to remember that you are the God who hears the prayer of the righteous, oh yes, God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your divine protection upon your people. May your light continually shine upon our lives. And Lord, oh God, that we may be surrounded by your favor always, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, oh God. Hallelujah. We receive the answers to our prayers, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you and praise the Lord. We thank God for this time. And of course, we have our Bible study. We're going to have our prayer and fasting all throughout the week. So even for our Wednesday Bible study and for our Friday prayer meeting. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And let me take this opportunity to, as a reminder, October 28th is the marriage conference we're having here with Pastor Lou and Pastor Aida. That's from 10 to 3. It's just $40, and all of that would go to the speakers, Pastor Lou and Pastor Aida. Amen. So if you're interested, see one of the elders or myself. Amen. And, of course, we're planning a women's fellowship, and we would like to get a number. We're planning to have it close by. We're planning to get a place here in San Pedro, and we're going to have a time with the women. Amen. And so it might cost you just like we're going to spend a night and come back here on Sunday morning. Amen. And so if you're interested for a time for the women to get refreshed and encouraged, it's going to be on November 11 and 12. It might cost you just $50. So talk to me after this and our sister C, Sister Sally. Amen. And of course, we're planning to have an outreach in Chapman where Peter John is. And so we are so blessed to have this opportunity and see Sister Flory and Sister Janet about this. Amen. And so God bless you all and praise God. We love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And amen. So praise God. I have some cards here. Some of you might have this, but we give this for free. The biblical purposes of prayer, intercession with fasting. If you are interested to have one, you could come and get one, grab one. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. Sige po, we are dismissed. Gusto niyo ng part 2? Sister Connie, you want some? You want one? Praise God.